How would you like some peanut butter with that jelly sandwich?
Mother.
Hey, ho, it's the Chris Cord Show. Hey, ho.
Hey, this is Johnny Q. You're listening to the Chris Cord Show. And this show is brought to you by...
Matt's podcast here.
Matt's podcast?
Yeah, you said that we're not doing my podcast no more, so.
No, I said we're not doing a podcast anymore.
Oh, okay. And Johnny Q is here.
Are we being videotaped right now?
Oh, for sure.
Everywhere, yes.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, right there, for sure.
So.
Well, videotape. You mean, like, I don't think they do videotapes anymore.
I'm sure there's tapes out there.
Chris got the maybe. VHS camcorder in the corner. Because you know, they're so small and easy to hide.
Is that what that hum was? A little disappointing.
That's how I used to tape my never mind.
You have to adjust the tracking later.
Yeah. If you're watching porn. So anyway, John, how are you doing?
I'm good.
It's been a long time since you've been on the show. I don't think you've been on the new podcast.
I have not been on the new podcast. The new and improved podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, you made some limoncello.
I did make some limoncello for you guys.
And we had a taste of it. You said it was 130 proof?
It's about 130 proof.
Jesus. That shit, it like literally when we had a shot of it.
65% alcohol.
Yeah. I liked it, though.
Yeah. It don't taste like it, though, right?
So, how you made it home brew, right? No?
No. Well, it's homemade limoncello, but the alcohol you didn't ferment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's illegal in Illinois.
Yeah, and we don't do illegal things.
It's legal if you get a license.
Yeah, for $1,800.
Damn.
Pay for it, Chris. Give him the card.
What the fuck?
Put it on the Chris Court.
All right, let me go on the Facebook here.
You might not have a card, but the Matt Scrobutt Show might have a card.
Right. Yeah, this is the Matt Scrobutt Show, remember?
Hell nah, this is 50-50.
Nah, you got the crown.
I do. So, but your name is on the show.
No, it's not on the Matt Scrobutt Show.
Show me that new logo then.
All right. I want to point something out, Matt. You spelled Beatles wrong on the last podcast.
Did I?
Did you feel that they were...
Did you feel that they were bugs?
Or irrelevant?
Yes, or irrelevant. Ah, see what I did there with animals and insects and such.
Did I spell irrelevant? Now you got me concerned about my drinking.
Spell it. Is that limoncello kicking in or what?
Not enough.
I'm going to start using that now. Irrelevant.
Let's see if anybody says anything to you.
Right. They'll be like, well, no one says anything when I say, what is that thing I say? And
pinus.
Yeah.
Pinus.
So we have, we got our shirts now, right?
Yep.
You guys?
And
yeah, we have shirts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got you one, too.
Oh.
I think I got you, too. You said you wanted two.
Oh, yeah.
You owe money for them, too.
Put it on the scroll butt card.
So I got Miles one. He wore it to school. And the teachers were taking picture of the QR code so they can listen to the podcast. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You know what,
but, you know,
they might have been taking a picture of the QR code to make sure it was safe for school.
School appropriate.
Well, it's not. But the kids asked, what's that brown bottle in your dad's
hand? Yeah, because you have a bottle of, like, basically Jim Beam or Jack Daniels or something in your hand.
Well, it doesn't say.
No, it's just a liquor bottle. Actually, it's more like a bottle of Bullet.
Or it could be even medicine.
It does kind of look like Bullet, though.
No.
Yeah, it could be medicine. But who knows? But they said, I think, like, oh, it's just water. I was like, oh, shit, he can't wear this to school no more. So that was just.
That's right. I wouldn't even thought about that.
I didn't even. Me or Michelle didn't even think about that.
If you told me the kid was going to wear it to school, I probably would have been like, meh.
You would have made that noise?
Yeah.
For how long?
How long you want that noise to go on?
2 minutes.
Nah, I ain't got enough air for my body for that.
Really? I think you do.
I smoke too much.
So after this, we're going to go and have a Guinness.
Yep.
My cousin Brett is in from Arizona.
Welcome, Brett.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's not here because he's on a fancy radio show.
We're going to go to the famous Dalton's Irish Pub.
Yeah.
In Burbank.
And yeah, and drink some tomorrow. It's St. Patrick's weekend.
That's right.
Got the bar crawl, Marty's bar crawl, the 79th Burbank bar crawl, and then you got... Doesn't Dalton's do stuff?
Yeah, massive St. Paddy's Day party with Irish bands, Irish dancers, bands all day, really.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Are they going to be playing outside?
They play in the overhang. They have that heated overhang for all the bands.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think the temperature is, I think, like 60 degrees or something. It's windy, though, I think.
They're saying like 58 now, but windy.
Yeah.
And it's Chicago. It might snow tomorrow.
It could.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Earlier this week, they said it was going to be in the 70s on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now it's 50s.
Yeah. Ooh, sweet home, Chicago.
Yesterday was steak and blowjob day. Anyone get any of those?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The fuck? You got a steak, didn't you?
I got a steak.
I got a steak sandwich. So.
From who?
From the restaurant.
The restaurant.
The restaurant.
Guys, we're regressing. I'm just letting you know this.
I think we need more lemon jello.
We're almost 40 though. So. Yeah. So I'm gonna get into this band here. I think it's just an artist, but if you want, send us your stuff, chriscourtshow@gmail.com. We got interviews.
We got interviews lined up.
Scheduled for this month and next month and. So it'll be a good time.
That and I'm. You guys are interviewing me today, right?
And yeah.
Yeah, we can turn us into an interview.
Yeah, we can. It'll be all
how's
about.
How's it hanging?
Huh?
I said, how's it hanging?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Actually, pretty high right now after I just got blasted with a bidet. So.
Did you use the bidet?
I used the bidet.
Yeah, and it was warm water.
It was warm.
Yeah.
Pressure was a little high, especially. Especially,
did you have a look at your nose?
You know, because it's an awkward seat, so you have to. Well, you're aiming forward, or like you're lean forward, and then you just get blasted in the backside of the balls.
You got to know where the right spot is. So
that's why I'm like I'm moving and squiggling around trying to find the spot. You know,
it's got to go right in the hole.
Yeah, it worked. I got it all.
And it's actually for an oblong seat.
Yeah,
but I have a circle seat down there, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll just put it down here until I get an oblong, and it's like really short, so like you fall into it. But and it could be a heated seat if you want too.
Really?
Did you use the blow dryer?
I did.
The blow dryer doesn't.
Yeah,
do
it doesn't really.
I just
do
get
it. Like,
it
was like a tease.
And, yeah,
it was a tease.
Yeah.
You want like that?
Not a good tease.
You want like that Dyson Airwind on there?
Yeah. I want my balls flapping in the wind.
They touch the water nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's
get... Well, not in that seat. You're so far forward.
Yeah, I know.
I had to rest it on
the top. You got to tuck it under.
That's why I was leaning forward so that I could talk. Because if I sat upright, I had to rest it on top. On the seat.
What? Take a picture next time. Let me see.
Okay, I will.
All right, so let's get into...
What the fuck is happening?
So this is De La Faye with Maria. We'll be back on the Chris Court Show.
Maria's been crying, she's been crying like a shower for hours and hours and hours. I figured it's the curse that her daddy left her. Clifton Heights in the fire where it rains like hell. And I said I'd be home an hour ago. I've been drinking all night with friends and foes. Good thing she knows. Got a name tattooed on my hand so she can't let go. Maria, 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 Maria. I got a name tattooed on my hand so she can't let go. Every lie that I told was the same as before. Different place, different hour, same face. And it rattles out my mouth like a snake in a hole. She doesn't believe a word. It's a good thing she knows I got a name tattooed on my hand so she can't let go. Maria, Maria, I got a name tattooed on my hand so she can't let go. Maria, Maria.
A band or just have music you want to send to the Chris Court Show? Send us what you got. We will definitely play it and we'll give you good promotion. Just send MP3s and information to chriscourtshow@gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. This was the Matt Skrobut Show. Proceed. All right. Delafay. Artist, singer-songwriter from Louisville, Kentucky. What did you guys think?
I liked him. I'm going to have to find... Are they on Spotify?
Yes. Oh, he's on Spotify. Okay. He's everywhere. Bandcamp.
Yeah, I'm going to have to add him to the list.
Yeah, it was very good. Matt, what did you think?
I enjoyed it very much. I thought it was... this particular song was a little reminiscent of some of the stuff that Josh Morningstar did.
Yeah.
A little reminiscent.
Yeah, I could see
similar
that.
Similar tone and stuff, but...
What was that other guy's name? Name escapes me, but yeah, I liked it. It was that cool, natural sounding voice, yeah. that graspiness, voice. But he does have an album called Delafay on Spotify, and he has a bunch of singles. This one just came out, so if you like it, it's called Maria.
Okay.
Hmm?
Okay.
He is from Indiana. Two, Beachwood, Indiana. Delafay is named after a street that he grew up on. His name is Andrew Shockley.
It's like his porn star name.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine would be Natoma.
Ace Major.
Ace Major?
Well, what is it? Isn't it like your first pet's name and your street name?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Daisy Natoma.
That would be porn star name.
Yeah, that fits you.
What's yours, Matt?
Biscuit Laverne.
Yeah, that works too. Call me Biscuit.
My name's Biscuit Laverne. And I'm going to take care of you.
I'm going to drop some biscuits on you, honey.
But if you like what you heard there, he has plenty more songs and music up on Spotify. I mean, he's everywhere. He also has a Bandcamp. That's Delafaye. If you want to get your music played on the Chris Court Show, just send it to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll play your music. We could do some interviews and, you know, whatever you want to do.
What's a Bandcamp?
Bandcamp is where, like, independent musicians, like, play their...
Even had the second shot of Limoncello yet.
I can't even look at you right now.
Well, it's funny because no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Wait, so we're not on camera?
They don't need to. This is the Chris Court Show.
Can I take my pants back off?
Yeah. You can put them back on if you want to. Let's take this limoncello shot.
Yeah, let's do it. Cheers, guys.
This is 130 proof. Something.
Right over the equipment. There we go. Right, cheers. Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
Holy.
Are you sure this isn't like a cleaning product and you just put it in?
It's Lysol. Lemon Lysol.
Lemon Pine Sol.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
We need more lemon pledge.
So let's start off with blackberry smoke.
I clean.
What? Blackberry smoke, some sad news. Britt Turner, the drummer of Southern Rock Band, has died.
What?
Oh, sure. March 3rd, he had brain cancer.
I never realized he was that old.
Yeah. I didn't know the band was that old.
Yeah.
But yeah, for nearly 2 years he had it, and then he had surgery for the cancer in November of 2022, and he sadly...
What is the name of that cancer?
Brain cancer?
No, what's the name of it?
Brian?
No.
Oh, that's...
Glioblastoma.
No, glioblastomeroma.
The fuck?
I see those Italian classes are coming in really well.
This is an Italian brain cancer. Got it.
Glioblastoma.
We're not making fun of brain cancer, guys.
No, just, no.
Just making fun of Chris.
Mattis.
We're safe.
You always point me out as the bad guy for anything we talk about. This 50-50, motherfucker.
I know. 50%, it's you.
The fuck?
This is the Matt show.
I mean, he did all the work setting all this up while you sat there and did nothing.
I mean, all this.
He does do like all the editing and processing and recording.
Yeah. His underwear in his bed before he's going to bed, probably.
No, he actually does it.
No, I actually do it here.
And then he gets up and I have to post it all.
Yeah. Mm. And my butt's no. And we do TikTok videos and, well, Matt, you know, whatever. Did you guys hear that COVID is no longer. So you don't have to wait 5 days anymore.
Don't even talk.
No, you just need to, go to work and get everyone sick.
Yeah. So they CDC just dropped the 5 day COVID isolation.
Well, they're more worried about the.
That means
they're more worried about the measles outbreak that's happening.
I heard about that. What the fuck?
It came from the migrants.
I thought it was from anti-vaxxers.
Don't get me fired up. Just don't.
Don't. I bring up one thing you get fired up about. You bring up a second thing. What else can we bring up?
Don't.
You don't like anti-vaxxers? Is it anti-vaxxers or anti-vaxxers?
Does it matter?
Like, well,
no, that's not it.
They're anti-people.
I have no problem with that.
Oh, you like the anti-vaxxers?
No, I have no problem. I have no. If you are against it, that's your own thing.
I'm tripping over his words.
I'm getting
this is a limoncello.
Yeah. Is it hot here?
I'm sweating, but I always sweat. So
yeah.
All right.
You're
worried
about spilling stuff on the equipment. You should be worried more about sweating on it.
Right. Oh, my God. You are sweating.
You're glistening.
130 proof, motherfucker.
What the fuck, dude?
Your little princess crown's reflecting off your head.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Did you guys hear Sting retired?
The singer or the wrestler?
What the fuck does that look like?
I can't. I don't know.
You're looking at the screen.
Maybe the singer had a life
crisis. Is that the Crow?
He was kind of based off. Well, they said that it was based off of.
Did you see they're coming out with the new Crow?
Yeah, that looks terrible.
It's with the guy from played it.
Yeah. That looks terrible.
He might be good.
Yeah, but.
They're just redoing it.
They're not remaking it.
They're remaking everything now.
They're not remaking it, though. It's a different Crow movie.
Oh. But he kind of looked like the Joker in this.
The Joker looks like the Crow, maybe.
The Joker looks like the Crow.
What came first, the Joker or the Crow?
The egg.
No one said shit about an egg.
Whose egg? The Crow's egg?
The Joker's egg?
The Joker's egg.
Or no, Batman laid the egg.
Miley Cyrus had no idea about dating drama surrounding her mom and her sister.
Her mom and her sister were dating?
Oh, my God. Is that?
Ooh, what is that?
What the fuck happened to that?
Is that her mom?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow. Good Congratulations.
Job, Billy Ray. Wow. I never seen, wow. What the fuck happened to the sister then?
Well, let's read on. She was unaware of any alleged drama surrounding her sister, Noah, and her mom, Tish, and her mom's new husband, Dominic Purcell. All they keep on saying is that she had no idea about the drama.
Why are we talking about this?
Oh, because this is today's.
Did nothing else happen this week?
Deals with music.
Yeah. So this is what happened. Her mom.
This is why people are stopping to listen to the radio.
Her mom. Yeah, but they don't say it in a way that we do. Her mom is dating her sister's boyfriend.
Her mom's dating her sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
To while be fair, while he's still with the sister.
I don't think so.
To be fair, if I was the sister's boyfriend, I'd probably be dating the mom too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would
mom's
you?
Mom's a smoke show.
Would that? I don't want to get into that, but yeah. Eh,
you know. I like moms.
Did you hear about the Mike Tyson versus Jason Paul?
Mike Tyson's
Jake Paul.
Gonna kill him.
Jake Paul.
I think
people are saying that Jake Paul's gonna win.
No.
No?
Well, so also they're making them wear helmets.
What?
They came out. They're making them wear helmets, and then on top of that, they're making them wear the heavy gloves.
Well, to be fair, how old is Mike Tyson now?
I would be more fucking worried about.
I'm just saying, how old
Jake
is he
Paul
though?
Getting fucking whacked?
If
in
he
the head.
Did take he, a hard hit,
Tyson's
he's an
57.
Dude. You watch Tyson work out and box.
Oh no! Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That motherfucker still scares me. Yeah. I'm just saying, though, he is older now, and he's been in a lot of fights.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance of something going on.
I mean,
wrong.
I'm almost 40. Are we 40 yet?
No. Not yet. No. Well, I'm not.
I'm not.
Matt is.
No, I'm not.
I just blame
you're
you.
You're like 43 or something.
Look at this.
Right?
Look at this guy go.
You were held back a couple
bam,
years.
Bam, bam, bam.
Aren't I younger than you?
Look at those shots. He has that.
No, you're a little bit older than me, I think. I'm May 16th. You're like May 7th, right?
Yeah, not 12th.
12th? Who's May 7th? Why does that date sound?
That's the day that my dad passed.
Another shot.
Thanks
of
for bringing that. Oh, this show hasn't changed.
How long have I been? Like, it's been what? A couple of years since I've been
Man.
On the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing changed.
Yeah.
I will say it cleaned up a little bit.
No, it definitely has. There's a lot of stuff that I could say and would say, but I can't say,
I
don't
back.
Say.
I kept quiet about the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is going to be live on Netflix Saturday, July 20th. And I don't even know. Jake Paul came from YouTube, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a YouTuber. Him and his brothers, right?
So he was a YouTuber that worked out a lot and became a boxer? Yeah, or a
but apparently he's like... Kicking ass
is
and taking names.
Is he actually a boxer or is he a fighter?
It's a boxer.
Okay, because there's a lot of MMA fighters out there too. That's I don't know what
he
is.
He's a boxer.
I don't follow him.
But who was the last fight?
With Jake Paul?
No, Floyd. Was it Floyd Mayweather? No.
With Mike Tyson?
No. Yeah, with Jake Paul. Sorry, I forgot his name already. That's how irrelevant
I don't know.
You are.
It wasn't an older dude.
It was one of the what was the boxer that he lost?
It wasn't Floyd. Floyd Mayweather. Oh my God!
Floyd,
what the fuck did you put in
Floyd
that?
Mayweather,
Flurred Nether Region.
It isn't Flurred Bear. Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather.
Flurred.
I need to increase the price of this lemon juice.
Wait, I paid for that.
This is just a little
that's
taste.
Exchange for the t-shirts.
Okay.
This is just a little taste to get you hooked.
Yeah.
And then he's going to sell you the smaller bottle that's $150 a bottle. Right.
Oh, sorry. Can't find this nowhere. I think that Mike Tyson will kick Jake Paul's ass.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Netflix?
I don't know. I just don't know. He's getting older, he's fucking crazy.
Works out every day.
I was watching an interview where he said that
I get winded walking up the stairs.
So do I. Oh my God, right? Dude. I was going downstairs to get all the equipment.
I get winded watching people walk up the stairs.
That's because you're jerking off.
Shh.
But I seen an interview with Mike Tyson and he said that I get scared before a fight. And he's like, oh, really? You get scared? That's not like you. He's like, no, I get scared because I don't know what I'm going to do to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like
bite his ear
I don't,
off. Or,
yeah, right.
Or
he's like,
possibly murder him in the middle of the ring.
He's like, it's another side of me that I don't like. And like, I just can't get out of that until I'm done with the fight. And
yeah.
Yeah.
They say that's a lot of fighters are like that. They hit the switch.
Right, and then, their brains just go boom, just like that. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
So we were talking about Josh Morningstar last time.
Yep.
And, you know, he has a new record label. He's actually doing a pretty cool thing. And so on his Facebook, he said that he's trying to raise money for a cause very dear to his heart that he can't talk about at the time. So he decided to sell co-rights to help a person that means the world to him. $300 via Venmo or Cash App. And you and Josh Morningstar will write a song together. Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. What new albums are coming out these days?
It's new releases time. All right, new releases. Hey, March 15th, 2024. Oh, go support your local record stores. Dan Bachner with Bachner.
Yeah, Dragon Force with Warp Speed Warriors.
Fortet 3.
Justin Timberlake, Everything I Thought It Was.
Casey Musgraves, Deeper Well.
Lenny Kravitz, Blue Electric Light.
Scott Stapp, Higher Power. Ooh,
the Black Crows, Happiness Bastards.
The Dandy Warhols, Rock Maker.
Tierra Whack, Worldwide Whack.
Tim Burgess. Burgess? Tim's Listening Party. So that is March 15th. That is when their new albums come out. Go and check them out. And you can go to support your local record stores. Do all that. That is Matt. Brett is in the studio. Brett?
John's leaving us.
Are you doing the
job?
Are you doing the Malort? Do you have the Malort in there?
I think Brett just stole John's microphone.
I did.
Yes. See, Brett is here. Straight from Phoenix. You can throw in the headphones if you want.
I don't even know what I'm doing. What are we doing?
You don't have to. Yeah.
Do we want to plug in a fourth mic?
No, you're good. You're good.
Nah, that's going to take too much time.
Matt's.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Because it's 50-50.
So, Brett, how are you enjoying Chicago so far?
It's freezing my ass off out
it's
here.
Fucking it's fucking warm in Chicago.
Lying son of a bitch.
As I'm wearing a Carhartt.
Yeah.
Right. We're both wearing Carhartts.
I came from 80 degrees to this nightmare. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 80 degrees tomorrow.
To be fair, earlier this week they said it was going to be in the 70s tomorrow. Ugh. Now they're saying 58.
No,
I don't know.
This is terrible. I don't know how you guys put up with this.
Well, that's why I was talking to Michelle about that one night we were talking about moving and...
You should.
Now she's starting to look at places, but she always does that, and I always do that. I think it's right, though. I think Matthias hit it on the spot when it's probably me.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm going to go talk to Michelle right now, as a matter of fact.
It's always you.
Yeah, I know. It's always me. But that's fine, you know. Yeah, so I didn't mean to cut this off last time, Josh. Joshy boy. But you can co-write songs with him, and... you could do it for $300 via Venmo or Cash App. Send your payment in any kind of form, and you can co-write music with him.
It's kind of a cool offer.
Yeah, it is. Lenny Kravitz is getting honored with a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He's got to pay for that.
Yes, he does, as we found out. Yeah. Did you pour another shot, John?
Want me to?
Yeah. Well, you could do Malort. Lord's right there. No.
John doesn't want the Malort. He'd rather drink the 130 proof.
I'd rather drink the Lysol than drink the toilet water.
Well, that shit's fucking me all up.
Yeah.
The Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald are reuniting for their first album in 44 years. It should actually not be bad. I don't think so, you know?
It might be good.
Why is yours so sticky?
Why is it so sticky?
Because it's covered in limoncello.
No. Well, are you talking about the table or the...
Talking about the shot glass.
No. Oh. Yeah. Right there.
Keep interrupting the show, John.
Sorry.
That's fine. We have two guests now.
And one microphone for both of them.
I only got one mic. Dr. Dre is also being honored with the Star of Walk of Fame. And how much was it that they paid?
It was something kind of stupid. It was like $15,000 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's insane. And don't you also have to apply it.
You have to apply for $15,000, and then you have to get approved by some board and all sorts of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
You just lost your train of thought completely here, didn't you?
I did, because this limoncello is fucking me up.
Blame it on the limoncello.
It really is. Oh, let's do a shot then.
Before Jess gets hit. Oh. That's what editing's for.
This is recorded.
I'll forget that.
God, that's going to fuck me up. It's fine.
I might be done drinking tonight.
You bitch. And Justin Timberlake has a new album out. And the biggest news on there is that NSYNC wrote a song on there called Paradise. Have you heard it?
No.
It just came out today. So.
NSYNC still together?
Well, no, but yeah.
They wrote a song together for the Trolls movie, I believe it was.
Yeah, but it really wasn't like, it wasn't all of them put together. It was, but it was really just a Justin song. But this has Justin Timberlake and the other guy. The other guy from NSYNC, but it's all of them. But
I thought Justin was from Backstreet Boys.
No. Not BSB.
Did I strike a nerve there?
They're not BSB. It's called Paradise, and the album is out.
I don't see it on the album list.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that? Kanye West's daughter, Northwest, is releasing an album called Elementary School Dropout.
Come on, guys. You put me on the worst freaking podcast to stay silent.
Well, it's because he had an album that was called The College Dropout, and now she has an album called Elementary School Dropout. So, there you go.
She's in elementary school.
Right. What's wrong with you, John? Don't you know this shit? He doesn't want to talk. I think it'll be good. What do you think, John?
I think it'll be terrible.
Is that... That's the kid?
That's his kid, yeah.
Wait, what... Kanye West... that thing, right? Or that girl, right?
I'm pretty sure that's his daughter.
No, I know that, but that's... what's her name? Kim. There you go. Yeah, Kim Kardashian. There it is. Yeah, so... They came out, or she's coming out with that, and that's going to be great. I'm going to pick that up.
You're just trying to get more out of John.
All right. Well, I think it's a good time to end it there. Thank you guys for listening. Remember to send all your music to chriscorcho@gmail.com. If you're an indie band or artist and you want to get your stuff played, please send it here, and we'll get it played. Take it away, Matt.
I'm going to put my mouth around it.
Once again, thank you for listening to The Chris Court Show. Remember, if you have a band or business, or know someone that has a band or business, send all the info and MP3s to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. Chicken nuggets and cranberry sauce.
The Chris Court Show.